Welcome to 9 to 5 Google Daily for July 5th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have Chrome Duplex, which may sound a bit confusing to you because it could be confused with Google Duplex. And for that reason, Google is actually renaming Chrome Duplex to Chrome Duet. Chrome Duplex is just a toolbar that Google's been working on for quite a while in Chrome for Android. It's a design that balances easy access to controls on large devices and the traditional top address bar. But now this name change suggests that Google is giving priority to Google Duplex, which it announced at I/O, which is the assistant feature that can make calls to businesses on your behalf. Next up, we have text selection in Android P's overview menu. This is a feature that first popped up in Android P Developer Preview 2. But with Android P Developer Preview 4, which first rolled out earlier this week, many people reported that it was disappearing on many devices. And in response to this bug report, a Google employee actually closed the ticket saying that smart selection and accent suggestions will only be available on Pixel 2017 and later. So that would mean Pixel 2 and 2 XL and later. That's an interesting and weird thing, considering this is not really something that's dependent on hardware, but it seems Google is excluding the original Pixel, and Pixel 2017 and later will be the exclusive to have this minor feature. And finally today, I did a piece basically trying to clarify all the confusion that's been going around since the Wall Street Journal published a report earlier this week titled Tech's Dirty Secret, the App Developer Sifting Through Your Gmail, which basically, I think, if you look past the headline, highlighted the parallels between Gmail's privacy and Facebook's prior third-party allowances, which led to Cambridge Analytica-related repercussions. However, the headlines are a bit misleading. Obviously, the WSJ headline mentions Tech's Dirty Secret, and other headlines said something like, Gmail users, beware, third-party developers are reading your private messages. Obviously, this isn't exactly true, so I kind of outlined that in my post explaining that no, developers are generally not reading your emails unless you've explicitly given them permission. So you can read that over at 9to5Google. You can read all these stories over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer 1-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.